Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Roe Fintech launches an open banking initiative. The Romanian Fintech Association, Roe Fintech, has announced the launch of the Romanian Open Banking Initiative to support open banking adoption. Duo by Co-Operators launches embedded insurance platform. Canada-based Duo by Co-Operators has rolled out its embedded insurance API so Canadian businesses can embed the insurance purchase journey into their online platform. DLocal receives payments institution license from the Central Bank of Brazil. DLocal has been licensed as a payments institution by the Central Bank of Brazil, enabling it to offer a suite of financial services and take part in PIX. Federal Reserve goes live with the FedNow service. The Federal Reserve has announced that the FedNow service, its new system for instant payments, has gone live in the U.S. Grovara, Transfermate page cut international payment costs up to 85%. U.S.-based exports and imports wholesale marketplace Grovara has partnered with B2B payments company Transfermate. Atomi partners with TikTok Shop. Digital consumer financing platform Atomi has announced a partnership with TikTok Shop that aims to drive e-commerce growth in Malaysia. TerraPay, Safaricom to facilitate outbound cross-border remittances. Global payments infrastructure company TerraPay has partnered with Africa-based telecommunication company Safaricom to facilitate outbound cross-border remittances. Payment provider Exactly partners with Wix. Open banking payment solutions company Exactly has offered access to Wix's merchants to its full service offering. PAYSTRAX integrates IdenFees verification software. Payment service provider PAYSTRAX has partnered with Lithuania-based fraud management service provider IdenFee to implement its verification software. German regulator extends measures at N26 to prevent money laundering. The Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin, has issued an updated order for Digital Bank N26 on the prevention of money laundering. Kuwait prohibits the use of crypto for payments and investments. The Capital Markets Authority has prohibited the use of cryptocurrencies for payments, investments, and digital assets mining in Kuwait. PayPoint faces lawsuit from energy charity. UK-based payment services provider PayPoint UK is facing legal action over alleged anti-competitive practices in the prepayment market. China's digital yuan hits $250 billion milestone. China's central bank digital currency has passed $250 billion in transactions within 1.5 years of its launch. U.S. online trading platforms launch in U.K. The U.K.'s retail trading platform market has become more crowded following the launch of two separate U.S. ventures. FTX sues Sam Bankman-Fried for $1 billion. The former boss of failed crypto exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, is facing a $1 billion lawsuit from the company he founded. ISS launches mobile voting tool. Institutional Shareholder Services Inc., ISS, a leading provider of corporate governance and sustainable investment solutions to financial market participants, today launched ISS Exchange, a streamlined, mobile-friendly voting solution, to augment its global proxy distribution, GPD, offering. Quantima advises ClauseMatch on Corelytics acquisition. Cross-border advisory firm Quantima is delighted to announce its role in delivering the sale of ClauseMatch, an award-winning reg tech company, to Ireland-based Corelytics. BNPL's acceleration calls for added consumer resources. Amazon broke records on both sales and consumer savings during its annual Prime Day event on July 11 to 12. Indonesia launches a national crypto bourse and a clearinghouse. Indonesia has launched a national crypto asset bourse to open transaction records to regulators and protect crypto investors. Ant Group appoints Peng Yang as president of international business. Hangzhou, China. Ant Group today announced the appointment of Peng Yang, senior vice president of Ant Group, as the president of the company's international business group, IBG. Peng Yang reports to Eric Jing, Ant Group's chairman and CEO. Banque de France shares lessons learned from wholesale CBDC experiments using DLT technology. Following the publication of an initial report in 2021, the Banque de France is now releasing a new set of conclusions and lessons learned, covering the first and the second tranches of its wholesale central bank digital currency, WCBDC, experimentation program, launched in March 2020 and comprising 12 experiments. Dlocal licensed by Brazil's central bank as payments institution. This license, roughly equivalent to the European e-money issuer license, allows Dlocal to accept deposits from the public, manage e-wallets, and participate directly in Brazil's payment systems including PIX. Wolters Kluwer adds ESG standards to package. Wolters Kluwer Corporate Performance and ESG, CP and ESG, has added ESG standards, tailored to support internal audit workflow and practices, to its award-winning, cloud-based Teammate Plus Global Audit Expert Solution portfolio. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.